Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. You know, I have been eagerly awaiting this book and my guest today. And at the same time as I'm waiting for this and I'm reading the book, I have to tell you, so many of my own issues have come up. I'm going to need to schedule a special session with my guest today, Rhonda Britton. Now, let me tell you a little bit about her. Rhonda, of course, is the founder of Fearless Living Institute. And this is, if you don't know anything about Fearless Living Institute, this is a breakthrough technique, process, just an invitation for everyone out there to begin to start their life in a new way. She is also a life coach on the Emmy Award-winning daytime reality show, Starting Over, not to mention best-selling author, and has coached thousands and thousands of people. Now I'm looking at her latest book, and I'm telling you, I'm looking at her latest book, I'm looking in the mirror, I'm looking at the latest book, I'm looking in the mirror. The book is called Do I Look Fat in This? Rhonda, thank you so much for joining the show today.
You're welcome.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. When can I schedule some personal time with you?
Yeah, I mean, it's so fascinating, isn't it? Because there's so many diet books out there. There's so many like, oh, feel better about, you know, lose that weight, you know, lower that cholesterol. But nobody's really talking about the underlying issues about why we feel the way we do about our bodies. And that's why I wrote the book.
No one is talking about them the way you're talking about them.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we've had people talking about them here. We are not talking about them the way that you're talking about them.
Well, I like to get down to the truth, Pat.
Well, I know you do. And you, when you and I get together, it is all about the truth. But one of the things I do want to say, and I want to share this with everyone, is that out of all the books, and I've read all your books, and several times, out of all the books, I don't know why I feel in this book that I'm getting to hear about a Rhonda Britton in a way very different than I've heard about you before. You are so real, you are so raw, and you are so honest. How could anyone help really tap in to their own empowerment in reading this book? What was this like for you?
It has been, it's definitely my most difficult book. It was my most difficult book to write, definitely, because of exactly what you're talking about. You know, this, you know, Fearless Living was, my first book, was something that I had lived and experienced and I wrote about very vulnerably, yet it was something that I'd already healed. It was gone. Bye-bye, see you later, done that. Fearless Loving, same thing, change your life. But Do I Look Fat in This, Get Over Your Body and On With Your Life, are issues that I'm still dealing with today, that I'm still healing and I'm still facing and I'm still working through. So it's not, I'm not talking about the past. I'm not saying, hey, look at me, everybody. Look how great I am now that I've done my own work. I'm going, okay, gang, come on the bandwagon with me because I'm on the journey. You want to join me. And let's quit looking at the scale as a barometer of our self-esteem and whether we go to the pool today or not, or whether we're allowed to date, or how we feel about the mirror, you know, whether that gives us permission to go for the raise. But instead, let's really look at why we feel the way we do so that we can actually heal that and move forward and start really living the life we want to. And you know, being able to go to the pool, getting that new bathing suit, which, by the way, I finally got a new bathing suit. But that, Dr. Pat, somebody was holding my hand the entire time.
I love the story, though, that you tell about the bathing suit because, you know, first of all, I'm doing this show from Hawaii, so let me apologize to all the listeners for not coming on the show exactly on time. you know, this is a different clock, and kind of going through what it's like to be in another place. And, of course, getting ready for a fabulous conversation with Rhonda. So you talk about the pool. I mean, I'm on one of the most beautiful islands in the world with some of the most beautiful people.
Yeah.
So this idea of thinking about going in the pool and how you look and what you're wearing can be absolutely frightening for some people. And in the book, you go into detail about your journey.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, for me, I've never had an easy time reading inspirational, motivational books when the person themselves didn't reveal themselves.
Right.
And I've also had a difficult time with books when they also didn't give me steps to move forward. You know, it's kind of either a book was like a tell-all, like, I don't know what to do, here's a tell-all, and I'm telling you all about my journey, but I don't know what to do about it. Or they're kind of telling you what to do all the time. And neither of those types of books work for me personally. So, you know, I just am a woman who is willing to share her journey with the world. And my body, when, you know, here I am, Miss Fearless Living, you know, Fearless Living Institute, Miss Fearless. And 4 years ago, I looked around at myself and realized the where I was not fearless and where I was being held back was my body. And so 4 years ago, I took it on as a pathway for me to learn how to embrace myself, to learn how to be fearless, and learn how to really have full self-expression in my body. Because most people forget they have a body. They don't even want to admit they have a body besides beating it up. And I've been on a four-year journey to actually accept and embrace and even, oh, my gosh, love it.
Well, that's a huge journey, Rhonda. And I have to tell you, that is that to go from where you were, and I've read the book, and for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm here with Rhonda Britton, best-selling author, really one of the amazing coaches on the Emmy Award-winning Starting Over. She has been called and is called America's favorite life coach and also named the most valuable player on Starting Over, best-selling author, an amazing individual, someone that I really look forward to speaking with on my shows and reading her books. You know, Rhonda, you're absolutely right. People see you in the limelight. I mean, thousands of people, millions of people on the show, and they have an expectation about you. And I really chuckled when you were describing in the book how folks could, you were coming on, being on Starting Over, and all of a sudden you were looking at the reader board.
Mm-hmm.
Of what some of the fans, and the people weren't talking about your coaching. They were talking about what you're wearing.
That was devastating. I mean, I can't even, devastating isn't even a big enough word. I was absolutely floored and humiliated and embarrassed and devastated. And, wow, when people started describing my body in detail and talking about what I wore, and it was just very, very emotional for me. And really coming to terms with the fact of how body obsessed we are. You know, here we are, again, a nation that is more obese than ever. Over 30% of our population is obese. Over 50% is overweight. You know, yet there's more health and diet books than ever before. And there's more New York Times bestseller health books than ever before. But we're more obese than ever. And so here I am, just on TV, doing my life coaching, changing lives, doing what I do. And that's not what they're wanting to talk about. They're really wanting to talk about my body and how it expresses me, or if they agree with what I've got on or not. And it just, again, pointed to me the need for the Do I Look Fat in This, my new book, because here we are, a nation obsessed with our bodies, but we betray it, abuse it, hurt it all day long. And we beat it up all day long. We talk so negatively about it. We judge our body. We compare our body, you know, and we really don't appreciate or care for our body or even want to admit that it's our body half the time.
Exactly. And, you know, for you, we do this and we don't think our body is paying attention.
Yes.
We don't think our body and the cells in our body are really listening to, you know, standing in front of the mirror and degrading ourselves. And, you know, I'm not just talking about people that, you know, have a few pounds on or obese. I mean, we're looking at almost, I'm thinking, the level that this is going on is beyond anything we can imagine. I mean, I'm looking at people that are absolutely beautiful looking in the mirror and they're saying to themselves, oh, my God, I'm never going to be able to wear that.
Yeah, well, a new study has said that 95% of American women do not like a body part or their entire body. And now, just for think for a minute, or anybody listening right now, just think for a minute, what percentage of the day you use, the amount of energy you use and the amount of time you use either ignoring, abusing, betraying, putting down your body. And, you know, trying to avoid it, whether it's avoiding looking at the mirrors, whether it's just stuffing it into an outfit too tight and thinking that you're thinner than you are and just saying, hey, if I could fit into this, I'm not too bad. But not dating. I mean, when I started really facing the fact that a lot of the things I wasn't doing in my life was related to how I felt about my body, that too is mind-blowing because the excuses we use are so varied that we never take the time to kind of tie it all together and go, well, gee, what exactly is the reason I have all these excuses? Well, the reason for many of us, specifically women and more men than ever, I believe it's like 42 to 45% men now have body image issues more than ever. So we're becoming we're a body obsessed nation, but not a body cared for nation or a body love nation. It's just a body obsessed, and body obsessed, obsession we all know, is not necessarily a good thing to be. It really feeds on our fear. Our fear feeds on abusing our body. So, you know, here we are, 95% of women and 42 to 45% of men, you know, do not like their bodies. You know, how in the heck are we having intimate relationships? How in the heck are we, you know, being physically fit? How in the heck are we, you know, going for the career if we don't feel good about how we feel about ourselves? So, you know, one of the things I always say is how we feel, and I know people don't like this because it's like, that's not true, I don't believe that. But, you know, when I start coaching, they're like, oh, you're right. It's like, fill in the following blank. I feel what about my body? I feel blank about my body. And now, substitute that word, I feel blank about my body, and put in, I feel blank about myself. Because our body and how we feel about it is just a direct reflection of how we feel about who we are as people. Inside of us, when we really tell ourselves the truth. And that's what people don't want to face. But the thing is, once we face it, we can actually do something about it. When we're in the dark, when we're not actually embracing our body, when we're not facing our issues, you know, we live a life of, again, quiet desperation and really don't live the life our soul intended, live the dreams and fulfill and thrive, as you say, Dr. Pat.
Well, this is what I want to say to you. The reason that a lot of people don't do that, Rhonda, and I know that I'm one of those people, is because when we do face that, then the next thing is, then what? Where do we go for help? Where do we go for support? Do we go to, you know, do we call our doctor, like a 911 call, and
yeah,
say, oh, my God, you've got to get me some weight loss pills? I mean, what do people do? And that's what I love about your book. First of all, I want to say this. You're not just going to get a bunch of things thrown at you when you read this book. You're going to get a very real description of Rhonda's journey. And then what you're going to get, you're going to get the same questions, the same exercises that she asked herself so that you can get yourself to the place where you're not looking at every blouse you put on. You're not looking at, oh, my God, do I have to get surgery under my arms? You're not doing that. And, you know, Rhonda, you really share your journey. One of the things I want to ask you about, there was a part in the book where you were shopping with Andy.
For last year's Emmy dress.
I got a hot flash reading that. You were shopping with Andy. Now, Andy is someone that, of course, has become a personal friend of yours, but you were shopping for the dress for the Emmys.
Yes.
And there is a section in the book where, you know, you're going on your way, but Andy starts to describe you. And I believe,
yes,
and I remember this because I put a note, folded the page back, if you don't mind. I do that in all my books.
Yes.
But she's describing you. And you're in the store and you're looking. And she's asking people, and she just says, Rhonda is fleshy. And then, of course, your interpretation, fleshy, Rhonda is fleshy.
Yes.
Your interpretation is fat. With a curvy figure, meaning not enough waistline. So, and then she goes on, finally, we need to find something that accents her cleavage. I mean, all of these are messages, powerful messages that we interpret. What would you say is the biggest fear, the biggest challenge that people you work with run into in the signals and the signs and the symbols in today's society when they then try to superimpose them on themselves?
Well, I mean, you know, I go on and talk in the book about comparing, you know. Here we have just become a comparing nation.
Everything.
And so, you know, we've got the media, we've got TV, you know, we've got all these, you know, big billboards everywhere of all these thin, you know, supermodels, and then even just, you know, regular people on most TV shows. You know, I remember when I was living in Los Angeles, you know, the old saying when you're an actress is either you have to be super thin or you have to be really fat. You can't just be a normal body person because, forget it, you look fat, you know, you look just like chubby on TV. And
right.
They either want you to be super thin or they want you to be the fat person.
Well, if you're the fat person, then it's simple. You're the fat person.
Exactly. And then you get all the jokes. You know, you're the fat happy person. You're the fat
right.
jokey person. You're
or
the fat person who gets depressed
fat.
And then, you know, eats 100 things.
Yeah, either that or you get some kind of gig with Jenny Craig or one of these
yeah.
other places.
That's
but
right.
if you're like you, like me, like most people, and actually it's not even true because I'm reading in your book that most people are classified as obese now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, I think one of the things that we have to face is that we are so busy comparing ourselves to others and so obsessed that other people are thinking about us, which, by the way, they're not. Because remember, if you're so worried about what other people are thinking of you, they're doing the same thing. So really, in fact, nobody's thinking about anybody else but themselves. And so, you know, we don't stop to think about that. All we do is worry about, oh, my God, I can't go in the pool because, you know, gosh forbid somebody sees me. Well, you know what? The other person at the pool is thinking the same thing. And when they look over at you, it's not that they're looking at you with a judgment and going, oh, she's too heavy for that suit. What she's really doing is going, oh, God, I feel so fat compared to her. I mean, they're comparing themselves. We're comparing ourselves as a nation. And one of the things we must stop doing, and I know it's not easy because, again, we do it as girlfriends. You know, we do it as, I mean, that's what we do as girlfriends. We go, oh, my God, look at her. Oh, my gosh, how am I doing compared to you? You know, I have a whole chapter in there about my best friend and I both, you know, taking care of our bodies at the same time. But we took care of them in very different ways. And she lost 40 pounds, you know, and I lost, you know, 10. And when I saw her for the first time, because we were living in different states, you know, she'd always, as I'm sure you remember Dr. Pat, Lucy and Ethel, and I'm not sure some of your younger audience remembers Lucy and Ethel, Lucille Ball and Ethel Mertz on I
exactly.
Love Lucy. You know, I was always a Lucy, and, you know, Ethel was always a little bit heavier than Lucy, like 20 pounds overweight. And so, you know, I was always a Lucy. Lucy, Marta was always the Ethel, and when she lost that 40 pounds, she became the Lucy and I became the Ethel. And it was, again, an opportunity for me to sit there and go, okay, wait a minute. Can I be friends with my best friend? My best friend for, you know, the best friend that's been my best friend for 15 years. If she's thinner than me, you know, how do we pick our friends?
Ooh.
So our body insidiously enters all aspects of our life. But again, we use so many different excuses. We don't see the thread that it's our body. So I work with women and men about career, and I ask them about how they feel about their body. And it's amazing when they start dealing with their body challenges, you know, how it affects in a positive way their career choices. The same things with, you know, opening your own business, so many things, with dating, intimacy. So our body is almost a catalyst, so to speak, a vehicle for transformation. If we don't just look at it as weight loss or weight gain, but really as a opportunity to how much we love and embrace our bodies, how much we love and embrace our life and ourselves.
What you do in this book that is amazing, I want to talk about this after the break because there's so much to talk about. I mean, we are moving from beyond this idea of what we look like to how we live our lives, and that's what this book is about. And many people that will look at the cover will say, do I look fat in this? And you come right out of the gate, Rhonda, and you say, this is not a weight loss book.
Yeah.
Not at all. And so when we come back from break, I'm going to ask you, if not a weight loss book, what is it? And the other thing I want to talk about is rather than the battle of the bulge, this is really about the battle of the beliefs, and you are so clear about this. For those of you just tuning in, I'm Dr. Pat Basile. This is the Dr. Pat Show. My special guest today, Rhonda Britton, founder of Fearless Living Institute. She is one of the life coaches on Starting Over. She is, as we have called her, America's favorite life coach, and she is best-selling author. Today we're here with her latest book, Do I Look fat in
this. What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
I've heard of Bose for years, but I thought you had to be some electronic geek to appreciate the superior technology and sound that Bose is famous for. Well, I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong. I found out that Bose is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net. So I just clicked through to check it out, and now I'm proud to say that my home is equipped with superior technology and amazing sharp and bold sound through my solid and compact Bose Wave radio and CD player. Thanks to HealthyLife.net and Bose, what a difference a click made.
Why do you exist? What is the purpose of Earth? Do the stars really hold the answer to your spiritual path? These questions and more are revealed through a private astrological consultation with spiritual astrologer Martin Montez. For an in-depth and empowering interpretation of your birth chart outlining your spiritual path, visit CosmicCuisine.com. That's CosmicCuisine.com. And let Martin Montez give you the answers.
Occasional digestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Visit digesteasy.com. That's digesteasy.com. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from. June is busting out all over, and so is the Dr. Pat Show. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, taught radio to thrive by. Now, live coast to coast, we are thrilled to be announcing all of the ways that you can join our thriving community of listeners. Whether you are a daytime listener, drive time listener, or internet listener, there is something here for everyone. Our new website has 24/7 listening, podcasting, live Thrive Chat, and the latest on national and local events. Oh, and don't forget our library of resources to connect you with products and services that support positive change, honors the dignity of the human spirit, and is committed to healing the planet. For more information and to listen online, go to www.drpatworldwide.com. That's www.drpatworldwide.com, and tap in to your unlimited possibilities.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. So much to talk about with Rhonda Britton, and the book is Do I Look Fat in This? Get over your body and on with your life. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Healthy Life, and we're getting great, great feedback about the show and about the expansion, and of course, we're now calling it Dr. Pat Worldwide, brand new website going up. We're now in 10 different markets, coast to coast from Seattle to Florida, live syndication, and so all of this has happened in a very short period of time thanks to the wonderful people that have helped and supported this show. I have a great team. The music that you hear as we come into this show has been created for the show by one of my interns. So when Spirit says, this is what you're meant to do, girl, get on and do it, you better be ready, fasten your seatbelt. And that's how it is for my guest today, Rhonda Britton, best-selling author, of course, coach on Starting Over. And Rhonda, you know, let's talk a little bit about what most people don't talk about. And that is this whole idea of how do I look, what does it mean for the rest of our lives? And I mentioned the battle of the bulge versus the battle of belief. I mean, how did this manifest in your life, in your relationships, and in what your message is in the world?
Well, it's so funny that you asked me that, Dr. Pat, because right now I'm living a life that I never thought was possible for me just because I face my body image. Like I said, 4 years ago I looked in the mirror and I said to myself, my number one lack of, you know, my fearful place And the number one thing that's stopping me from having full self-expression, which, by the way, is my definition of success, full self-expression, is my body. I really didn't have permission to have an intimate relationship or go to the pool or attend parties in anything that was summary at all. And it really was inhibiting my life, and I could go on and on about all the subtle ways that my body image was stopping me. But what's really a manifestation of my own healing work is that I am in love, and I love to, I'm just so happy I'm in love after being single for, you know, almost 7 years. And you're going to appreciate this, Dr. Pat, but the man I'm with is 39 years old. He's 5 years younger than me, and he is a adventure guide for a living. And so the man has, like, no body fat, and he is, you know, healthy and fit. And 4 years ago, 3 years ago, even 2 years ago, I probably would not have had the courage to date him because of how I felt about my own body. I would have said to myself, I could have never kept up. And now, not only can I not worry about keeping up, but I can actually be in a relationship with someone that I would have never allowed myself to even contemplate would want me, not necessarily even physically, but just even at all. Because I would have completely said, oh, yeah, he's cute, he's nice, but forget about it, he's too young. I would have made some sort of excuse, some sort of reason that I could not be in a relationship with him. And so healing my body image has really given me a loving relationship, the kind that I wanted, with a man that I never would have thought possible, that really of my dreams.
You know, I'm so thrilled to hear about, you know, what's going on with your life. I mean, you have helped so many people, Rhonda. I mean, all over the world in many, many ways. And I'm just thrilled to hear that the joy and the bliss and the connection and the love is in your life. You are so deserving, and I'm just really thrilled for you.
Thank you so much. It's very exciting, and my life is changing because of it. And again, it changed the day that I was willing to look at myself in the mirror and say, okay, I'm no longer going to let my body stop me from living my life. I'm no longer going to let my body thoughts stop me from living the life that my soul intended. I'm no longer going to let my body image or how other people think I should be determine my future and my fate. And I think that's where we have to get to. We have to be willing to accept, and that's something we have to practice. I don't think it's overnight. Even, you know, I don't think loving yourself is easy to do. So, you know, but my journey is, okay, how can I learn to embrace myself? How can I learn to accept myself? And that includes my body, and it includes making my body my best friend. Also, one of the things that I've done in the last 6 months is run my first marathon. Again,
oh,
something
wow.
I ran Los Angeles Marathon in March, and I ran in 5 hours and 35 minutes. And again, something that I never, you know, would have thought possible for me, nothing that I even contemplated. So my willingness to really look at my body as my best friend and really take it on as an opportunity for growth and change truly has altered my life, not only my health and not only my physical state, but my emotional state.
Well, one of the things you're really clear about is, and you talk about this in the book, is, you know, looking at your body as your best friend.
Yes.
And that is very, very difficult for so many people. My listeners have heard me talk about the death of my sister, who died at somewhere around 450 pounds. So this topic is very near and dear to me. And no matter what she did, no matter what she tried to do, she could never get to the place where she loved herself. And so what you're talking about in this book is not loving yourself at the point where you lost the 30 or 40
Correct.
Pounds. Because that's kind of like you get caught in a catch-22, don't we?
Yeah, and I think that's where we are as a nation. We're body-obsessed, like I said, and what body-obsessed looks like is, well, I'll love myself when I reach blah, blah, blah. I will have my life when I blah, blah, blah. I will start to date when my body is such and such. You know, we have all these invisible filters and all these invisible rules about our body, how big our waist should be, how big our breast should be, how big our hips should be, how big our biceps should be, or how little they should be, depending if we're a woman or a man. And when that happens, then I deserve the good life. Then I deserve love. Well, our body and the shape of it or the size of it has little to do with our deserving of love. But we use it as our main criteria to avoid the rejection and to avoid the risk-taking that we need to in order to really move forward. So, you know, we can say, well, I don't like to go to pool parties because I just don't like those young things flitting around. We don't admit, like, well, yeah, because I don't like the way I look, you know. I mean, when I did a photo shoot, one of the things I love about my book is that I have 17. Photos of women, all different shapes and sizes, all different ages, all different attitudes about their body. And so you see real women in workout shorts and workout bras, and we're all wearing the same thing. And you really get to see what a woman looks like and what a woman feels like and what her weight is and what her height is and how old she is. And I think that's mind-opening, not necessarily mind-blowing for some of us it will be, but it's mind-opening. What's possible for all of us?
Going to take a short break in a minute because I want to talk about those pictures, Rhonda, and I want to, you must be reading my mind because you put these pictures in the book, and I have to tell you, I have shared this book with a number of people, and when we come back from break, I want to talk to you about that and what they said about those pictures and about my experience in L.A. about a week ago. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back after this break and word from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Introducing a fantastic new breakthrough in oral detoxification from Natural Cellular Defense. It safely removes poisons and heavy metal toxins from the body that may be the cause of many chronic illnesses. It's safe enough for a baby. Presented by copioushealth.com. For more information, call 206-423-6596. That's 206-423-6596. copioushealth.com.
What's baffling the medical community? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn about reconnective healing, a powerful new form of healing using frequencies brought onto the planet and taught by Dr. Eric Pearl, author of The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. Dr. Pearl will teach this work June 9th through the 11th at the Seattle Center. You too can master this extraordinary work. Call 1-888-ERIC-PEARL. That's 1-888-374-2732 to reserve your space today.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer of webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Are you feeling stuck, heavy, or crusted over in some part of your life? Have you lost your spark? Would you like help realizing your dream? Do you know what you want? Call Dr. Pat Vasili, certified career and belief coach, who wants to help you stop those negative thoughts that keep you running in circles. This award-winning author and researcher, Dr. Pat Vasili, brings a powerful, innovative approach to helping individuals live life full out. Call 206-523-5522 for a free consultation. That's 206-523-5522.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, and you know me for the chicken soup for the soul, but right now I want to tell you that you've got to listen to my friend Dr. Pat. If you want insights that are out of sight, if you want to go to the next level in your life, you keep listening to this show, because she is so kind and generous, and she even lets me recommend my website, markvictorhansen.com, and if you go there, we want to give you goodies. But Pat is giving you the goodies of a bigger, better mind-brain complex, so you can get results that are residual, so you get to have money freedom, time freedom, spiritual freedom, relationship freedom, and go to the highest level, which she's teaching you, which is your genius freedom.
Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. That's T-H-R-I-V-E. You know what I'm saying? Give up the surviving stuff, because each and every one of us It is our birthright to get out there and thrive. And I'm talking to someone that knows a lot, seriously, about thriving. And that is best-selling author and esteemed coach from Starting Over, Rhonda Britton. We're talking about many things. And what I would like to say is that if you haven't read her other books, please check them out. Of course, the book that, you know, I keep very close to me, Fearless Living, and now this book, Do I Look Fat in This? Get Over Your Body and On With Your Life. Rhonda, thank you so much for joining the show today.
You're welcome.
Okay, now, you know, we talked a little bit during the break about a number of different things, about opportunities, but one of the things that you take on in this book, and I have to tell you, I was surprised. I didn't know we were going to go there, and I am so glad you did. You are taking on and speaking about the aging process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the F word, and there's the A word, and man, we are not talking about it.
That's right. I mean, nobody wants to talk about fat or aging, and nobody wants to even talk about, you know, menopause and what that means. So especially as women, we realize, I think all of us, use our aging as an excuse to once again berate our bodies. So we've got to face the fact that, yes, we are going to age. You know, I don't care how well I take care of myself. I am a vitamin and herbal, you know, supplement nut. You know, I take more vitamins and herbs than, you know, anyone. I go to my herbalist, and I go to my naturopath, and I go to my chiropractor, and, you know, I do all the things, you know, and I totally started really amping them up and really going to the different level 4 years ago, again, when I took on my body image. And, you know, so here I am, you know, doing different things and all the things that are recommended to kind of heed or, you know, kind of, no, I don't want to say stop aging because that's impossible, but, you know, are recommended to have us feel as vital as possible. But the bottom line is we age. And so here we are wanting to take care of ourselves, and, you know, maybe we had a really good week, and this is what happens to women and men as well, is we have a really good week and we're feeling really positive, going, yes, I did get to the gym, and yes, I ate more vegetables, and wow, I didn't have that cake at that birthday party. I feel so good. And then we look in the mirror and we get a new wrinkle and we go, what's the point? You know, and we have so many areas that aging shows up on our body. You know, I ran the marathon. My right knee hurts a little bit. You know, my knees never hurt me. You know, it's like it hurts a little bit. My wrist hurts a little bit. You know, I could tell all about my aches and pains. And can I say is that related to my level of exercise now, or is that related to aging? Both? Who knows? The bottom line is we've got to face the fact and admit to ourselves, and this is where I think we have a difficult time, admit that we are going to age. And so as we learn, and I talk about this in Do I Look Fat in This, as we embrace our body, what we're really doing is embracing the aging process and not trying to stop it, but actually become partners with it. Become partners with it. We all must take our place in the world. You know, I'm 45 years old, and sure, do I still think I'm, you know, 22 inside? Absolutely. Do I forget that I'm 45? Yes, absolutely. But if I'm going to take my place in the world, you know, as I'm moving into my 50s and then into my 60s and 70s, I got to take on my eldership. And I think we as a nation have kind of put elders aside because we as a generation, as the baby boomers, don't want to admit that we are, in fact, aging. And so we're missing a huge opportunity, a huge invitation from our younger generation to actually be the wise counsel, to actually be the elder, to actually be someplace that they can get mentor support. You know, we're a nation of individualists, and in actuality, that doesn't work. You know, we have to connect and belong. It's our number one human need. And through the aging process, it gives us an opportunity to do just that.
Well, we could certainly learn a lot from indigenous people and definitely, you know, my Native American friends about what it means to be, you know, honoring the elders. And what you've talked about also contributes to this whole process that you talk about in the book. I mean, you know, here you are for a lot of people. And, Rhonda, I love the pictures that you put in this book because you put pictures all ages, all sizes, all different people showing up. And we get to look at these and really then take on whether or not we truly want to live the lives we want to live. Because this is, you know, even though the book says, Do I Look Fat in This?, this is really about the freedom to live the lives we want to live. That's what I'm getting from the book.
That's right. I mean, the subtitle says it all, Get Over Your Body and On With Your Life.
There you go.
You know, get over it. Get over the fact that your body is a body. Get over the fact that you hate it. Get over the fact that you think it's this and that. Get over the judgments. Get over the beliefs and excuses, because one of the things that I do hit is, I love that you said this is really about getting not over the body of the balls, but body of belief. And I think one of the things we forget is we come with a legacy from our family, and not just a food legacy, but a legacy of how we feel about our bodies. And it's one of our number one excuses. I mean, let's face it, Pat. You know, my mother, she died when she was 39, but my mother had a stomach, always had a stomach, never didn't have a stomach, never had a flat stomach, always had that little stomach. My sister Cindy has it, who's, you know, 4 years older than me. My little sister has it, and I have it. And what do we say? Well, you know, it's just in the genes. We all have stomachs. We can't stop ourselves. Nobody in the family has a flat stomach. But then when I started taking on my body image, I had to ask myself, well, is anybody doing sit-ups? No! Nobody's doing sit-ups either. So here we are. We have stomachs because it's the way we stay connected as women. But it doesn't have to be that way. It's what we accept to actually be like my mother, be like our sisters, to look alike. But, you know, quit using my body as the excuse of why I don't have a flat stomach. I don't have a flat stomach because I'm not doing 200 sit-ups a day.
And you made that really clear in the book. As a matter of fact, that, you know, the incident that I talked about earlier where it was with some of the people that were watching the show thought you were actually pregnant.
Yes. Yes. And I actually, oh, gosh, how many years ago now? I want to say four and a half years ago, because it happened right before I took on my body image and probably was one of the catalysts. I went to a movie. And remember when those baby doll dresses were in, you know,
yes,
underneath the kit? So I had a little baby doll dress on, and I go to the movies, and I've got a bottle of water. And I walk in the movie theater with this bottle of water, and he's like, oh, ma'am, you can't bring in your own water. You know, you must put it outside. And then he looked at me and goes, oh, I'm sorry. What do you do? And he talked about, he asked me, like, he assumed I was pregnant because of my stomach and my baby doll dress. And he let me go into the movie with my water.
There you go.
Humiliating, but it went like, I went, wow, look at this. Look at this, how insidious, how I feel. Like, just imagine how I feel right now when somebody thinks I'm pregnant and I'm so not.
And that is what we go through in these subtle messages throughout our lives. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, more with Rhonda Britton, because this is an amazing book. When we come back, we're going to talk about one of my favorite exercises in the book, and it is Could Be Your Exercise. It is about looking at your body as your friend. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. We'll be right back after this break and word from our sponsors. Stay tuned. More to come. Send me an email.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. June is budding out all over, and so is the Dr. Pat Show. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Now, live coast to coast, we are thrilled to be announcing all of the ways that you can join our thriving community of listeners. Whether you are a daytime listener, drive time listener, or internet listener, there is something here for everyone. Our new website has 24/7 listening, podcasting, live thrive chat, and the latest on national and local events. Oh, and don't forget our library of resources to connect you with products and services that support positive change, honors the dignity of the human spirit, and is committed to healing the planet. For more information and to listen online, go to www.drpatworldwide.com. That's www.drpatworldwide.com, and tap in to your unlimited possibilities.
Gas prices are skyrocketing to over $3 per gallon and higher. Would you like to significantly increase your miles per gallon, extend your engine's life, and reduce toxic emissions? A revolutionary fuel enhancer used by the Chinese government, U.S. military forces, and many commercial truck fleets is now available to all of us. For information, call 1-877-919-5417. That's 1-877-919-5417. Visit EthosFuelPower.com. Get your Ethos Fuel Enhancer now.
In college, I took a lot of history and liberal arts classes, and frankly, I don't remember much of any of it. But as an adult, I find myself engrossed in fascinating programs on the A&E and History Channel. They pretty much helped me to be pretty impressive at social functions, and I just found out today that I can purchase DVDs of my favorite A&E and History Channel programs right through HealthyLife.net. You should visit HealthyLife.net and order your favorite A&E and History Channel program DVDs as well, and discover how people you can impress during your next social occasion. Can you hear me now? You hear that all the time on television and Verizon Wireless commercials. Well, now you can easily find out what Verizon Wireless can do for you because Verizon Wireless is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net. It's so simple. If you're listening to me speak, then you're already at HealthyLife.net. So just check out the advertisers on the website and click on Verizon Wireless to find out all the things that Verizon Wireless has to offer. Oh, wow, I can actually hear a whole bunch of you already clicking away. So I guess that means you can hear me now. We're HealthyLife.net, reaching and helping a worldwide audience without hype, without shock, and without shenanigans.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. My guest today, Rhonda Britton, who has been all over the world, and you're really taking her very, very powerful message out. And the bottom line to all of this is, for me, yes, be fearless. Rhonda, you know, let's make sure that the people listening have information, know how to find you, know how to connect, and I know you've got some upcoming events with the Fearless Living Institute. So please, if you would share some information with our listeners.
Sure, absolutely. What's really exciting right now is I rarely take on private clients. Right now, you know, usually I'm filming Starting Over, and then I only coach my coaches that I'm training, because the Fearless Living Institute is a coaching training institute as well, as a public organization that teaches, has workshops and fearbuster groups and teleclasses. So right now I'm about to start a new teleclass for Do I Look Fat in This? I've taught two already, and I'm going to be teaching more in the fall perhaps. I never know for sure because of my schedule, but I'm planning on teaching a couple this year. So get on fearlessliving.org, and look under special events. And under special events you'll find, and it's all under support, you'll see support, need support. Go under support, look under special events, and you'll see a couple things. One is I'm teaching teleclasses, and two, for the first time in 5 years, I have not taken on private clients for 5 years, I am actually taking private clients on for the next 3 months. So I'm only taking a certain number. Of clients. I've already sold a certain amount of time, and so I only have a little bit of time left. So if you're interested in working with me, you don't need to work with me 12 weeks or 20 weeks like most coaches. Really, 1, 2, 3 sessions are going to be plenty to give you a huge head start in your life, whether that's facing your body image in relation to career or to intimacy or just to your health. So get on fearlessliving.org, find out about working with me privately as well as the teleclasses. And the workshop's coming up, because I'm going to be teaching two workshops in the fall. One is a body boot camp in Austin, Texas. It's going to be a week, and I taught it this spring in March, and it was absolutely mind-blowing and breathtaking. And it's a week-long workshop with me, and you basically face your body, and we do it together as a group, and it's absolutely magical. And we do trapeze, and I can't even talk to you about how great and fantastic it was. It was actually, I think, my most transformational workshop ever that I've personally taught, because of the compassion, the camaraderie, the love, the breakthroughs, the facing, just all the things that happened at that workshop. Now, that may or may not be on the site, but it will be on shortly, so check it out. Again, I'm going to be teaching two workshops this fall, one body boot camp, and look under special events for private coaching with me at fearlessliving.org.
Okay, and if you let us know about it here at the Dr. Pat Show, Rhonda, if you just have someone send me an email, we'll make sure we put it out in our e-blast as well.
Fabulous, thanks.
All right, so that's fearlessliving.org. You know, I mentioned before we went on break that there was an exercise in the book that I found to be one of the most powerful exercises I think that I've ever seen, you know, regarding the body, and one of the most difficult for even me to get through. And it's on page 97, and it is about being and befriending your body. And you go through a list, and you have us really look at what we think our body, what parts of our body are not our friends, and what parts are. Why is this important, to look at the things that we really don't like about ourselves?
Because what ends up happening is we kind of lump our body into this big heap.
The body.
And so, you know, we may not like the way our thumb is shaped, but it becomes, I hate my body. Well, do you really hate your whole body, or are you really having image issues with your thumb or your thigh or your hip or your stomach or your breast? And when we generalize and, you know, not work in specifics, we really can't change anything.
Mm.
When I just say, I hate myself, I hate my body, I hate it, I can't really do anything about it. But when I can look at it individually and go, well, you know, I like my knees. It's my thighs that I don't like. Or, oh, gosh, I like my left hip, but I don't like my right hip. Oh, wait a minute. You know, my elbows rock. They are sexy elbows. Then what we can do is start going, well, you know what, I don't hate my whole body. I don't hate, you know, how I move around in this world. I just don't like these certain things. And then we can really face what's going on with those certain body parts and really come to terms with what do we think they should be, how maybe we've had a physical illness or, you know, we have a disability or a health challenge, and maybe that's one of the reasons we're having, you know, feelings of body hatred. But we don't have to live our entire lives as if we hate our entire body. It's simply not true. It's simply not true. We need to get real. We need to face what we do love so that we can actually start spreading that love and acceptance throughout our entire being, not only with our body, but throughout our life.
Well, one of the things I want to say about this book, and for those of you that didn't hear the title, it's Do I Look Fat in This? The website, if you want to find out about all of the great things that will help you change your life, go to www.fearlessliving.org. But one of the things, Rhonda, is that this is such a beautiful journey that we can take with you. You see, this book, by your model, by your sharing, your story, your journey, and it's really fun to really, you know, I mean, this may be sounding a little cynical here, but it's really fun, or sadistic rather, it's really fun to be, you know, taking the journey as I read the book and feeling okay that you felt this way, I feel this way, and millions of people feel this way, and we don't have to stay this way.
Yes, and we don't have to do it alone. I mean, I'm really so thrilled, Dr. Pat, that you talk about, you know, doing the journey with me, because that was my intention. You know, I want you to imagine or feel or just know that I'm there holding your hand the whole way. You don't have to do this alone. And, you know, it's not about your fat thighs that's stopping your life. It's about your feelings about yourself that are transferred onto your thigh. And I give you exercises after exercises after exercises. Again, the ones I do, the ones we'll do together. Throughout this book, facing your food, facing your exercise or lack thereof, facing your body beliefs, facing your family legacy, facing the way, you know, what you say to yourself, the thoughts and feelings you have and the words you say about your body, maybe to no one else but to the mirror, or maybe not even to the mirror. I know women that get out of the shower backwards, so they don't have to face the mirror. So I have you, you know, write letters to your body. I have you look in the mirror. Yes, I have you look in the mirror. I have you do lots of things in relation to your body so that you can break the spell your body has had over you body, and get on with your life.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, if you take this book and you read it and you do these exercises, at the end of the book, Rhonda will say to you, and believe me, this is very, very powerful, she will absolutely ask you if you... what do you choose? So what do you choose? Choose you. That's what this book is about. Rhonda Britton, thank you so much for joining the show today. And look forward to talking with you on some of my other radio shows. And we're going to really get down with it. Much aloha to you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Always a pleasure.
Okay, great. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll close the show. Rhonda Britton, fearlessliving.org.
Yeah.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network, the place where you can find all positive programs all the time. Expand your mind, help heal your body, lift your spirit, and be entertained at www.healthylife.net. Listen to the most positive show hosts on the planet. Get the information you need. Help make your life positive, healthy, happy, and fun. Shut off your negativity. We have programs for everyone at www.healthylife.net. It's easy to listen. We're on the web. Just log on to www.healthylife.net and press the blue Listen Here button. Then get ready to get positive. It's free, it's easy, and so much fun. You deserve to be happy. For real radio on the web, tune in to www.healthylife.net. That's www.healthylife.net or call 800-555-5453 for more information.
Bonjour, my name is Véronique Raskin. I founded the Organic Wine Company 25 years ago. If you love wine and have not tried our French wines, you are in for a treat. Nowadays, people everywhere are buying organic fruits and vegetables because they know they taste better. Organic grapes are so luscious. When turned into wine, you can really taste the difference with every sip. So our wines are delicious and eco-friendly. So I want to make it easy for you to try them out. Call me right away at 1-888-ECO-WINE, and I will send you three of my favorite organically grown French wines at half off the regular price. That's just $25 for shipping. Isn't that magnifique? I think so. If you don't share my enthusiasm, I'll gladly refund your money. So take me up on my offer and call me at 1-888-ECO-WINE. ECOWINE. Au revoir.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Let me leave you with this thought. We do a thought of the day here at the Dr. Pat Show, and this is the thought I got for today. The only thing that makes the difference in the way you feel right now is the thought that you are thinking right now. It does not matter how much money you've got. There are joyful people with no money, and there are unhappy people with lots of money. How you feel is about how you are allowing the source that is you to flow. So when we're talking about allowing, we're talking about the art of living. Remember this as you go forth this week. We are talking about the art of being who you really are. Namaste. We'll see you next week right here on Healthy Life.
Every Monday at noon, we are going to take a journey, and it's all about you. My name is Mike Scheinman, and the name of the show is Choose to Be Fit. We will travel down the road of working out, and we'll talk about proper food intake and how the body works, plus lots of surprises. Most important is what is in your head that is preventing you from improving your health, fitness, and a better shape. We will explore how to get you started to create a better you. Again, the show is Choose to Be Fit, Mondays at noon. Come along. It will be fun and informative.
Read Yogi Times, the city lifestyle magazine for the modern yogi. Find out the latest arts and cultural entertainment, conscious, urban, and healthy lifestyles, home design, art, fashion, travel, healthy dining, where to practice yoga, local events, and you can read inspirational articles. Pick up a copy of Yogi Times at Whole Foods, Wild Oats, Bodhi Tree Bookstore, and local yoga and Pilates studios, restaurants, coffee and tea shops, all over the greater Los Angeles and San Francisco areas.
Gingivitis, gum disease, words you don't want in your mouth. But according to the American Dental Association, 3 out of every 4 adults will develop gum disease. Now there's an all-natural way to fight back. Introducing the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies. Developed by a dentist and clinically tested by a leading university, the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies Daily Oral Rinse and Toothpaste was proven to kill the germs that cause gum disease better than the leading brands. Regular use was proven to reduce gingivitis and bleeding gums. The Natural Dentist contains herbs like echinacea and aloe vera and has no alcohol or sugar or harsh chemicals. The Natural Dentist is guaranteed to work or your money back. You can find The Natural Dentist at most drug and health stores, including Trader Joe's, Save-On, Walgreens, and Long's Drug Stores, as well as most health stores, including Whole Foods Markets and Wild Oats. Call 800-615-6895 or visit www.thenaturaldentist.com for more info.
It's that time of year again. Just so many things to do. It just doesn't leave a lot of time for fashion shopping. But I discovered that I don't have to give up being fashionable, and I could actually save time and money. How? I found Chadwick's fashion catalog right on HealthyLife.net advertiser page. So I clicked through, and wow, I have a whole new wardrobe coming to me for a fraction of the mall price, and I never had to leave the house. I shopped when it was convenient for me. I can see why Chadwick's is America's favorite off-price fashion catalog for women, and a positive advertiser on HealthyLife.net.
Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR, HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to HealthyLife.net's Visionary Celebrity Series, a place where you get to call in and talk live to a world-renowned expert. Today's show is Barbara Marks Hubbard Live, a world-renowned expert and pioneer in positive options for the future of humanity. So let's welcome Barbara Marks Hubbard.